man. Walk with me this morning in the book of St. John, chapter 11, verses 5 through 15. I am amazed that God continued to pour into my spirit from the same book. As I continue to meditate on this word, so much is sown into me in this season of my life and your life, to help us to move exactly where he wants us to be in CP time, in Christ's purpose and timing, and in the time zone, which is the will of God. Beginning reading from verse 5 and going through 15. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When they heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days, still in the same place where he was. Then after that, saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleeps, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest and sleep. Then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sake that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. May our Father begin to do what he does best through the word, in his love and in his truth, by grace and through faith. Help us, Holy Ghost, to move from the mundane to the supernatural. Help us to be transformed from the carnal to the spiritual. Help us to be lifted from eyesight to insight. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we pray that you would move us beyond what we know and what we think and what we feel. And now, faith, we draw nigh unto God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, as they draw nigh unto us. Draw us nearer, Lord. Draw us nearer, precious Lord. We see and seek a more excellent way in the love of Christ. Amen. To the body of Christ on this call and all over the world, from the verses just shared, the Holy Spirit has moved upon me to say this so clearly, that we are in the 11th hour. We are in the 11th hour. In verses 7 through 9, we hear that after having remained in the same place where he was for 2 days, and after having heard that Lazarus was sick, but knowing that he was actually dead, the Lord Jesus gave unto his disciples, says unto his disciples this. He says, let us go into Judea again. Let's go back to Judea. It reminded me of a song in the 70s by Brother Andre Crouch. And it said, take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to this place where I first believed you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first received you. Often when you have just lost something, to find that thing, the best place to check is the last place where you were. The last place that you were. That's the best place to check. And Jesus is going back to Judea. He's going back to the place, the area, where they had just attempted to kill him and to stone him. And from reading chapter 11 of St. John, I'm sure that that those who were in Bethany, those who had all the facts but did not know the truth, they had thoughts that the predicament of Lazarus by the fourth day was a dead situation. I'm sure that they had concluded that the death of Lazarus was beyond even the power and the control of Jesus. I'm sure that in their mind, they were saying there ain't no coming back to life after the fourth day, because their education, in their programmed mind, in their finite mind, the spirit had departed the body after 3 days. So there ain't no coming back from that. But this morning, hallelujah, we have the benefit of knowing on this side of the cross, on this side of the burial of Christ, his death, this side of his resurrection, and this side of his ascension, that the power of God through Christ is unrestricted and without measure. Hallelujah. And as we confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, we, without reservation or hesitation, declare in this place that in God there is no limits or limitations. Hallelujah. 4 days of death don't mean nothing to the triune God, because they are timeless and without measure. In verses 7 and 8, we hear Jesus saying unto his disciples, let us go into Judea again. And the disciples responding something like this, saying, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you there, and you want to go back there again? It's a good question. As a counselor at law, but in faith, I can appreciate a good question. I can certainly appreciate the apprehension and caution that the disciples had in returning to a place where they naturally could get jacked up. If we go back there, we certainly will get jacked up, Jesus. However, the Lord Jesus does something here that when I was growing up, I was taught not to do. The Lord Jesus answers a question with a question. I was taught that's not appropriate. You don't answer a question with a question. But Jesus does so, and he answers them like this: are there not 12 hours in a day? Are there not 12 hours in a day? The Lord Jesus then goes on and says, if any man walk in a day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles because there is no light in him. Certainly the Lord Jesus was impressing upon his disciples that he was, hallelujah, in his 11th hour. He was in his 11th hour. And because he was in the right time zone of God's will, the work that he had to do would be done in the day and in the protection of God Almighty. Jesus was in his 11th hour on his 12-hour shift. Question that he has for us this morning is this: what are we doing on our 12-hour shift? Yeah. We're on a 12-hour shift right now. Yes, yes. Think about that with me this morning. What are we doing on our 12-hour shift? Reminds me, as I was growing up, the saints were saying, put your time in, payday is coming after a while. Put your time in, payday is coming after a while. That's right. Put your time in. Payday is coming after a while. And since his ascension to the right hand of the Father, we are still right now in our 12-hour shift. And each and every moment that we live, that we breathe, that we have our being, we are moving toward the imminent return of seeing Jesus Christ. Yes, yes, yes. The Lord is coming back of this pandemic. And if you let me paraphrase it like this, this pandemic, the Delta airline, the Delta deadline, it's separating the wheat from the tares. And this pandemic has taken many out of this world. And so, family, we are in the 11th hour. But what are we doing on our 12-hour shift? No doubt, year after year after year after year after year, we have allowed our spiritual minds to become carnally dulled and have lost our righteous zeal in earnest expectation of his return. But Jesus is on his way back. And this morning, the Spirit of God would have our minds awakened that we are now in that 11th hour. And that Jesus, King Jesus, is soon to come. Hear what Jesus said to us in Matthew 24, verses 3 through 15. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear wars and rumors of war. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. But nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Looks like Afghanistan to me, y'all. And there should be famine and pestilence, pandemics like COVID-19 and the Delta variant and earthquakes. You see that in Haiti. In divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso reads, let him understand, to the ecclesia this morning, let him, let her, let us, let everyone that has an ear to hear and have read his word, let everyone in this very moment and in this now faith understand that we are drawing closer to that time, to that time zone when more attention and focus will shift to Jerusalem and the destruction of the holy place.
We are in, hallelujah, the 11th hour, family. And now is the time to refocus ourselves on our 12-hour shift and move beyond fear to faith. Move from being unwise to becoming wise. Now is the time that the weak, hallelujah, should declare in the authority of Christ, we are strong. Are you listening, hallelujah, to him with me this morning? If you are in the faith and the wisdom of the Alpha and the Omega, the doctor can't touch you. Oh, God. If you are in the spirit and in the science of the Alpha and the Omega, the Delta can't harm you. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a stable mind, a sound mind. And God is calling out unto us to do greater works in this 11th hour. Yes, he is. Today, if you just will hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Just get back to working. Hallelujah. You're out in the vineyard, and you're only a 12-hour shift. In John chapter 11, the Lord Jesus was impressing upon his disciples that they need not fear about what was going on. They didn't have to worry about what might transpire, because he understood what was going to go down in Judea. And the reason why he could have that confidence is that Jesus was operating in daylight saving time. Daylight saving time. I can hear Jesus saying, as recorded by John in chapter 8, verse 12, I am. Elder Bobby, I think you're going to preach that on Wednesday. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I wonder if I got anybody on this call who can appreciate along with me that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is our daylight saving time. Yes, he is. Yes. And because we are following him, we will never, we need to just say that in the atmosphere. Never. Hallelujah. We need to preach that to our minds and to our spirits. Never. We will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Oh, my God. Won't you walk with me as I follow him who is light? And I'm about ready to close now. And in my conclusion, hallelujah, daylight saving time. And that's plural. It ain't savings. It's just saving. Daylight saving time is an event that occurs in the spring when we set our clock forward by 1 hour. We customarily remind ourselves to do so, and we often hear the phrase, spring forward. Although we may not appreciate it because we are not farmers, but we certainly should appreciate it because we eat. We are partakers of the bounty of the harvest. So we should appreciate that setting our clocks forward by 1 hour is a reminder that spring is upon us. And it is the beginning of our season to sow. Jesus knew that in the moment that he is speaking about returning to Judea, that it was just the beginning of the season, his seed, to sow his life through the seed of this last miracle in raising up Lazarus from the grave. And Jesus knew what lied ahead, just like he knows what lies ahead for us. And Jesus knew that this last miracle to save the one whom he loved would be the forward thrust. It would be the spring forward to his destiny through the cross and now to the right hand of the Father. Jesus knew And he's showing us now, this morning, that he ain't scared, if you will, to come to our rescue. Hallelujah. The cavalry is coming. Right on, King Jesus. Right on, King Jesus. The cavalry is coming. And listen with me to what the writer says in Hebrews 12. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Thank God, hallelujah, for Jesus, that for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. For me and you, thank God for Jesus, that for the joy that was evident before him, he would see beyond the shame of hanging on that tree. Cursed is the man that hangs on the tree. Hallelujah. Oh, which we know was a cross. But Jesus, hallelujah, became sin for us, that we could spring forward in the daylight saving time. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This year, we set our clocks forward on March 14th. But on April 2nd this year, we celebrated the planting of a new crop. More than some 2,000 years ago, when a new seed was planted in the ground in the 11th hour. And thank God for that new seed, the holy seed of Christ, and that he got up from the grave early on a Sunday morning with all power in his hands and affirmed, if you will, I am, hallelujah, the light of this world. I am daylight, saving time, and whosoever walks after me shall never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In this 11th hour, he's saying unto us, walk after me. Don't walk after religion. Don't walk after politics. Don't walk after Biden. Don't walk after DeSantis. Don't walk after McKnight. Don't walk after economics. Don't walk after them pastors and preachers and prophets and prophetesses, the Antichrist and the hirelings. Take heed, hallelujah, that no man, that no woman deceive you, but walk after the good shepherd. Walk after he who shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We're not here this morning talking about the preeminence of a church, no, or a denomination. No, we are here preaching nothing but the true gospel and the preeminence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So in this 11th hour, walk after the light of the world, Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, the Alpha and the finisher of our faith, because he's coming back. He's coming back for the ecclesia. He's coming back for the body of Christ. He's coming back for the church without spot and without wrinkle. Amen.